And this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with your Remo Dave and Sal, you cocksuckers.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5 horns.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 dogs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 coconuts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and the first half of today's episode is a tribute to the great Joe Raposo-composed music for Sesame Street of the 1970s, and last half, of course, comedy.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song, and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along. Mm-hmm. You got that rubbing part? Catch this. This is patting. Here we go. Pat your head just like this. Pat it all day long. Pat your head, but not too hard. Sing a silly song. Pat, pat, pat a pat, 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 pat. Sing a silly song. Now you got the pat, you got the rub, put them together. Look what happens. You do like this. Rub your tummy, pat your head, play and sing along. As we sing a very, very merry, silly song. Clap your hands just like this. Clap them all day long. Clap your hands, so 1, 2, 3, while we sing our song. Clap, 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 clap. Come on and play along. Play along with us. You like this game? It's tummy rubbing and head patting combined. Come on and play along. This is a game. Now, it's a start and stop game. You start to do something, and then you hear this sound, and you stop. But when you hear this whistle, start. And start right now by pretending that you're swimming. Get your arms working and stroke on. Make believe that you are swimming in the deep blue sea, and there's no one else around. Your arms are really working and you're swimming real hard. Your feet can't touch the ground. Yeah, you're really going at it and you're having a ball. And then you hear this sound, and that means stop. Freeze, don't kick a stroke. Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there, okay? Ready? Well, make believe that you're a monster and you're really mean. You're jumping up and down. You're making monster noises and you're growling real loud. You're scaring everyone in town. Oh yeah, you're really being scary and you're having a ball. And then you hear this sound. That means stop. Don't scare a soul. Okay, okay, stay there, stay there, stay there. Ready? Now make believe that you're a birdie and you're flying high and you're way above the ground. Hey, look, your wings are really flapping, man. You're going real good. You're never, never coming down. Yeah, you're feeling just as happy as a birdie can feel. And then you hear this sound, and that means stop. Don't swing a wing, don't kick a stroke, don't scare a soul. Just stop.
This is a V.
A tree?
No, a V. It's a letter of the alphabet. Not too many words start with this letter.
I'm not surprised.
Well, who are you?
Virgil V. Surprised couldn't make it.
Well, how do you like the shape of this letter?
Fine. Reminds me of a V.
Did you know if you hold your hand like this, you can make a V with your fingers?
Uh-huh. And if you hold your hand like this, you can make one of these.
What's that?
A thing to scratch your ear with.
You shouldn't put anything in your ear. It could damage your hearing.
What?
Can you think of 10 words that begin with the letter V?
Yes, I can.
Good. I'll see you later, Virgil.
Virgil Veep, this is the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, and right now our tribute to 1970s Sesame Street music from composer Joe Raposo. And there we just heard perhaps the most uneducational single moment in Sesame Street's history. Virgil Veep, an animated character, talking about the letter V with another character. And really, it calls for visuals in order to totally grasp what they're talking about there, but that's just recorded off of the television. And that cartoon would have originally aired probably around 1973, animated by the Hubley Studios, John and Faith Hubley, who were progressive, some might say communist animators in the 1950s. John Hubley had worked for the UPA Animation Studio, very innovative cartoon makers of the 1950s who were responsible for things like Gerald McBoing Boing and Mr. Magoo. And then eventually he was sort of blacklisted to a certain degree by a lot of the animation companies, thanks to pressure from political circles who felt they should scratch all potential communists out of the animation industry. John Hubley, with his wife Faith Hubley, went into business independently, creating Hubley Studios, and they eventually got the contract to make the cartoons for both Sesame Street and the Electric Company, starting in 1969 with Sesame Street. And so the music we heard was from one of those Hubley cartoons. And just a piece of trivia for y'all, John and Faith Hubley's daughter and her husband, son-in-law, are two of the three members of the group Yola Tango. So Yola Tango's parents are responsible for all those weird, crazy, funky, psychedelic cartoons you used to see as a kid on Sesame Street. Before that, we heard two tracks by Gordon from Sesame Street, Stop, and a track called Rub Your Tummy, both by Gordon from Sesame Street. One is taken off a Sesame Street LP titled Somebody Come and Play, and then one of them is off the very first Sesame Street record, just the original soundtrack cast album recording, which was released in 1970. I'm going to have some more Sesame Street music for you right now. We're going to listen to a track by Northern Calloway, best known as David on Sesame Street, singing a song called My Name is David, again off this LP Somebody Come and Play, which also featured the Gordon track we heard earlier. And after that, we're going to listen to a track Dealing with Your ABCs by Susan, and another track about your ABCs by Roosevelt Franklin. But right now, My Name is David.
Richard, Margaret, Ann, your name is very important. You know why? Because they belong to you, and no one can take them away from you. They're yours. Now listen. My name is David. That's a fine name. It may not be your name, but it's fine just the same. I stand up tall and I say it loudly. David is my name. Yes, it's my name and I don't want to change it. It's my name and I like it real fine. It's my name, ain't no one can take it. David's my name and I'm proud that it's mine. Come here, Susan. Now listen to this. Listen. Her name is Susan. That's a fine name. It may not be your name, but it's fine just the same. She stands up tall and she says it proudly.
Susan is my name.
His name is Luis, that's a fine name. It may not be your name, but it's fine, just the same. So stand up tall and say it loudly.
Luis is my name. You know it's my name and I don't want to change it. Luis is my name and I like it real fine. My name, there ain't no one can change it. Luis is my name and I'm proud that it's mine.
That's good. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now listen.
I'm ready. His name is Bob. That's a fine name. It may not be your name, but it's fine, just the same. He stands up tall and he says it proudly. Bob is my name, right?
Quietly and say our ABCs. Better still, let's sing them. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now is a good way to practice your ABCs. But, you know, when you have a lot of pep, maybe you'd like to practice them like this. Boys and girls, have you met 26 letters for the alphabet? You've got to learn them before you can read, write, or spell. You might become a teacher, you can never, never tell.
Is gonna find me as sure as a moose likes moose juice.
Now, where did he go this time? Roosevelt! Roosevelt Franklin! Roosevelt Franklin!
Here I come, here I come. Did somebody somewhere summon me?
Yes, somebody did call you by your names. Now, Roosevelt, we've got to go over the alphabet.
Oh, I know that. A to Z. I know all the alphabet.
I know the alphabet so good. Roosevelt Franklin, what you say?
The very first letter is the letter A.
Well, what more can you tell me?
I say the very next letter is the letter B.
I got A, I got B.
Now something.
Roosevelt, what comes after B?
Everybody knows it's the letter C.
Mm-hmm. Young Mr. Franklin, what comes after C?
I know D comes right after C.
Hey,
ABCD, ooh, I'm good.
Doesn't an E come right after D?
That's right, then come the F, and then come the G.
Roosevelt Franklin, what you say?
I say
say after the G come the H-I-J.
Oh,
I try all the way to J. I want to jump.
All right, now what comes after them?
I believe it's the K-L-M.
Hey, I like to hear some more from you.
You do? How about this? N-O-P-Q.
Very good.
Give you an R, and an S, and a T.
You get right down to the end of C.
That's right. U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I did it.
I did
it. Now put it all together for me.
I'll let you hear my A, B, C.
Let me hear it
like
myself.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, W, X, Y, Z.
Roosevelt Franklin, you got that right.
Now, Roosevelt Franklin going out of sight. You see, I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
Oh, yes, he is.
I know I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
Say it again, Roosevelt.
I will, I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
And Roosevelt knows his alphabet.
Well, what Roosevelt Franklin does not know, nobody knows, and that's how it goes.
V. Venus. Violin. Valentine. Violet.
Manny.
Viking lady on a voyage over the wave.
V.
Vulture.
Vegetables. Vine.
Vampire.
Villain. Vigilantes. V. Victory.
I'm lost. I'm lost. I know it. I'm really lost. I don't like it here. I must really be lost good. Wow.
How'd you get here?
Oh, well, let's see. First, I passed the street clock. Then I passed the plastic house. Then I passed the animal fountain. And then you came along. Can you help me get unlost?
Well, you should figure it out for yourself, little guy. But I'll give you a hint.
Oh, thank you.
Try to remember everything you passed. But when you go back, make the first thing the last.
Wow.
Yeah.
Try to remember everything I passed. But when I go back, make the first thing the last. I get it. I just go back past all those weird things again until I'm home. That's it.
Behind your face, there is a place that's called your brain or your mind. If you could sneak a peek inside, oh, what wonderful things you find.
Hi, Mom. Boy, was I lost.
They learned their days of the week. Now, I know somebody who knows all the months of the year, and his name is Moberty Mosley.
Mommy, mom, mama, mom, mom, married. Number one month is January. Mommy, mom, mama, mom, mom, moo. February, my number two. Mommy, mom, mama, mom, mom, me. March is the month that's number three. Mommy, mom, mama, mom, mom, April. Number four month ain't calling April. Now before I do anymore, let me go back one, two, three, four. January, February, March and April, and now I'm in a hurry. Mama, 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 month of May is number five. Mama, 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 moon. Number six month is the month of June. Mama, 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 moon line. Number seven month is the month of July. Mama, 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 August is the month number 8. Now before I go straight ahead, let me go back and see what's it. May, June, also July. And August is the month when we had the fish fry. Mama, 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 but number 9 month they call September. Mama, 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 but number 10 month they call October. Mama, 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 and November is the month 11. Mama, 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 December is month number 12. And that takes care of the over and the amber. September, October, November, December. Now go back and get them all. How many I can recall. Mama, 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 mama. Look out, everybody, here I go. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. All I know, nobody knows me. Well, I'm gonna mobbity mo, 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 till I can't mobbity mo no more. Mama and my mama, my mama, mama and my mama, my mama, me. Nobody knows me. My name is Mobbity Mosley. Nobody knows me. They say I'm Mobbity Mosley. What a shame. They don't know my name. And it's Mosley.
Mobbity Mosley from the very first official Sesame Street record released on the Columbia label, titled Sesame Street Presents Roosevelt Franklin. The voice of Roosevelt Franklin and the voice of Mobbity Mosley by actor Matt Robinson, who was also the producer of Sesame Street for its first 3 seasons. He played the character of Gordon. He was then replaced by an actor named Hal Miller, who played Gordon for a season or two, who was eventually replaced by a guy named Roscoe Orman, fresh off his role in the blaxploitation classic Willie Dynamite, in which Roscoe played a coke-snorting pimp who abused prostitutes. And that was his last acting role before being cast as Gordon on Sesame Street around 1974. And then he's played Gordon ever since, the bald, mustachioed Gordon that everybody knows and loves. But Matt Robinson, the voice of Gordon on this record, and Roosevelt Franklin and Mobbity Mosley, and he created those characters as well. So, we heard that, and before, we heard the audio from 2 other classic Sesame Street cartoons, The Yo-Yo Master with the Lost Kid, and V for Victory. Great music in those 2 cartoons. If you could see them, I'm sure they would creep you out. Before that, Roosevelt Franklin's Alphabet, which was off the same album as aforementioned. And we juxtaposed that version of the Alphabet song with a swinging version of the ABCs sung by Loretta Long, best known as Susan, on Sesame Street. And that track is off the LP Susan Sings Songs from Sesame Street. There's a tongue twister, which was the very first Sesame Street album, but released without the authorization of the Children's Television Network. Susan was going behind the back, moonlighting, and she's cashing in on the success of the show. And once the show's producers saw how successful Susan's unauthorized record was, well, that's when they got on the ball and started pumping them out too and making a whole lot of money. Susan Sings Songs from Sesame Street was released on Scepter Records, which was a soul music label out of New York, which featured the likes of the Shirelles, Dionne Warwick, and the Isley Brothers. And B.J. Thomas would eventually also record for them. And we started off this set with David Is My Name, Northern Calloway doing the voice of David, which I took off an LP titled Somebody Come and Play, although that track originally appeared a couple years earlier on an album titled Sesame Street Live. Now, here's a funky motherfucker from the Cookie Monster.
Hit it, everybody! One big macaroon. Let's hear it.
Cookie!
Yeah. A cookie.
Don't try to eat him. There's no way you can beat him. Not cookie.
Be the greatest. Yeah, it's really a trip to watch me chew chocolate chip
ready?
We'll be.
Here we go. I'm fun. I'm done. I'm fun. I'm done. But you know me would get much more pleasure from big nuts. Again.
Cookies!
Yeah. More cookies. Where cookies? No more cookies.
Whose appetite is completely out of sight? Cookies!
Have mercy. Delicious.
There's a sign. It says Subway. Oh, look, there's some steps going down under the sidewalk. And there's people going in and coming out. Hey, come on, let's go down and just take a peek.
Down below the street, can you dig the steady beat? It's a subway.
Subway!
Moving right along, hear the rhythm loud and strong. It's the subway.
Subway!
Cause there isn't any room in this town. We patrol the trains down under the ground.
Buy a token now for a ride to Super Wow on the subway.
Subway! Subway.
It's the biggest travel bargain in town.
The longest running show underground.
Come on, step inside, you'll get taken for a ride on the subway.
What's that?
On the
C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Hey, you know what letter comes after I?
J!
Right. And whenever I think of the letter J, I think of all my friends whose names begin with the letter J, like J. Joe, wearing jeans. Got himself a pocket full of jelly beans. J. Joe, jeans and his jelly beans. Hey, let's sing a song about J.
Hey, you know, I got a friend whose name begins with J, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you about her. J. Jane, jumping down the lane, joking and a jiving, well, it's just like Jane. J. Jane, jumping Jane. J. Joe, jeans and his jelly beans. Hey, let's sing a song about J.
Hey, you know what, fellas?
What's that?
I got a J friend, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about him.
J. Jim, he's tall and slim. He's got a jar of jam. Let's join with him.
J. Jim, let's join with Jim. J. Jane, well, let's jump.
with Jay. Jay Joe jeans and his jelly beans. Hey, let's sing a song about Jay.
Hey, I have one too, my friend Joe.
Tell us about it.
Okay, yeah. Here goes.
Sure.
Jay Joe jawing on the phone. Hear a jingle, hear a jangle. Well, it's just for Joan.
Jay Joan, yeah, jingle, jangle, Joan. Jay Jim, let's join with Jim. Jay Jane, well, let's jump with Jane. Jay Joe, jeans and his jelly beans. Hey, let's sing a song about Jay.
And now, direct from the Sesame Street studios, high above Cooper's Candy Store, Radio 123 proudly presents Countdown Count, and the count's countdown!
He's got the numbers all the time, and loves to count them and to play them for you know. One time the count, he's got the crown, he also has the numbers, and the cat is gonna lay them on you one by one at the count's countdown!
Greetings, all of you out there. ¿Qué pasa? And what's happening? How many are listening today? One? One listener? Two? Two listeners? Three? Three listeners? Four?
All the swinging is sound around. It's the Count's Countdown.
Ah, well, let's get it on, as they say, and start the countdown with a real sleeper. Last week, number 647 on the charts. This week, it inched its way up to number 12. One, two, three, four, five. Number five on the count's countdown last week, and still number five this week. Far away. Far out.
Radio 1, 2, 3.
And now for a little change of pace. Let's cha cha cha.
Gee Louise, can I come visit you in Quebec and learn to speak French?
Yes, sir, Big Bird. You'd be very welcome. Or I should say, tu serais bienvenue.
Oh, good. But, you know, I'm sad the camp is over. It was such a happy place. Funny, when I came to camp, I missed Sesame Street. Now when I go back home, I'll miss camp.
I'm only gonna miss the swamp and the slugs.
I'll miss everything and everybody. Will I ever be happy again?
Sure you will, and I'll tell you how.
Everybody has a happy place. A place to be happy.
That is the end of side one of this record. You can turn it over now. Maybe you did not understand me. The first side of the record is finished. It is time to turn it over. Turn it over. Now this is your last chance. Oh, here goes the needle into the back and forth part of the record. Back and forth, back and forth. Please forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and 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 back back and forth, back and back and forth, back and back.
Back and back and forth, that's the voice of Grover, as done by Frank Oz. And before that, we heard a quick, moderately painless clip from an awful Canadian LP released in 1981 by the CBC, titled Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch Camping in Canada. What a piece of shit. Before that, we heard a record called The Count Counts, in which the Count appears as a hip radio disc jockey counting down the top hits of the day. Before that, The J Song by The J Friends, a groovy piece from The Muppets off one of the earliest of the Sesame Street records titled Letters and Numbers 2. Before that, Subway off the 1977 Sesame Street LP Signs. And before that, the amazing Cookie Disco was the name of the track off a record called Aren't You Glad You're You? And with such a square-looking cover, you would never guess that this cooking cookie track is on a Cookie Disco. So that's it for our Sesame Street and Joe Raposo tribute. Now we're going to listen to some mediocre comedy records. A reminder, you're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and now we are indeed going to listen to some comedy. This is an LP by a sound effects comedian named Wes Harrison. You won't believe your ears. That's not my opinion. That's the name of the album, and it's not particularly unbelievable.
I do vocal sound effects, vocal interpretations, sounds from right in my vocal box right here itself. The sounds such as horses galloping. You like it, huh? And water gurgling, you know, when you pull the cork out of the bottle. Booze. And thank you. And explosions. There goes Cuba. Thank you. Now, whatever you do in here tonight, hurry. You know, if you're going to applaud, hurry, because the light's going to fade this suit. This one here is made out of wood. Can you imagine clothes made out of wood? You're walking down the street behind a woman. She's got a wooden dress on, and a knot hole falls out of the dress. I guess I'm going to have to look into that. Yep. Don't laugh, men. We're getting it. Wooden coats, wooden pants, no zippers, swinging doors. That's where it goes. There she goes. On her back there a little bit. Now, I like to take sound effects and put jokes on them. I mean, I like to take jokes and put sound effects on them. I goofed. I do that deliberately, you know. But I like to take these jokes, and these are old jokes, you know, that have been used over and over, and they come from, who knows where they come from, they're just jokes. But I take these and put sound effects on them. Now, that makes them a little bit different. For instance, did you hear about the two boys on the farm? They wanted to get into trouble, so they were going to push over the outhouse. So there they were, rocking this thing back and forth, you know. And then they run back into the house, you know. Right behind them, here comes the father. They open the door and go in. Right behind them, the father. He gets them in the corner, you know. Okay, who did it? The two kids look at him and says, did what? And he says, pushed over the outhouse, that's what. And they said, well, we did. And he says, well, I'm going to whip you for it. And they said, oh, wait a minute, hold on. George Washington chopped down the cherry tree. He told the truth, they didn't whip him. He said, that's right. But his father wasn't in that cherry tree either. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a real pleasure working for you. Thank you, and good evening.
circumcision my cumbit. Im Mangambing. Oder wie die Amis sagen, Zedeln. Bruder, da magst du was mit. Ich hab mir voriges Jahr auch eine Zeit gekauft, da war auf meinem Prospekt standen für 2 Erwachsene und 4 Kinder. Dann haben wir es daheim probiert, haben wir gemerkt, das muss ein Druckfehler gewesen sein. Das hätte heißen sollen für 2 Erwachsene oder 4 Kinder. Mir war das was. Meine Anastasia und ich, gell, wir haben die Kinder in die Ecken reingeschlicht. Und am Eingang haben wir unsere Fesen ausgehalten. Es war besser so wie ich der Entlüftung. Es sah fast nichts passieren. Bloß einmal hat mir ein Psuffner in die Zehe gebissen. Ich hab gemeint, der ist ein Limburger. München auf dem städtischen Ischiasanger habe ich noch meine ersten Erfahrungen gesammelt. 2 Stunden habe ich an der Luftmatratzen rumgelassen, bis ich gemerkt habe, dass der aus Schaumgummi ist.
War das Feuer aus? Ja, wirklich. Aber die Maurer waren schon da zum Aufbauen. Mit denen haben wir da gleich eine Brotzeit gemacht. Ich hab das Gefühl, ich muss jetzt heimgehen. Ich muss ausgeschlafen haben, wenn es heute Nacht wieder brennt. Und Ihnen allen wünsche ich gut Feuer und gute Nacht.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, most performers start out by saying, a funny thing happened to me on the way to work. It never happens to me. I never work, damn it. Well, actually, I did do a benefit about a week ago at a nudist camp. That's a fact, at a nudist camp. We got there, we got inside. I took one look. They're playing all these games, running around. I said, look at crazy running around in the hot sun. He says, sure, can't you see they're nuts? I really hope you'll forgive me for being a little nervous tonight. I mean, I'm on edge a little. You know, Khrushchev says he's going to catch us. By 1970. I'm worried. At what? At what? That's what I want to know. You know, the way things are going today, a guy's a damn fool to buy a 5-year-old calendar. And that Castro. Oh, this Castro. This guy is silly. Imagine saying America is going to attack Cuba. That's like Sophie Tucker saying she's going to be attacked by Fabian. Which brings us to a scene in a lavish penthouse. Apartment. There she was, a beautiful, sexy, gorgeous girl lying on the bed in sweet exhaustion with nothing but a ribbon in her hair. And next to her, with no ribbon at all, was this guy. And as he lights 2 cigarettes and hands her one, and they both inhale real deeply. And after a long silence, she turns over and she looks at him and she says, my mother always told me to be good. Was I, honey? It's a peculiar thing about women. If a woman looks old, she's young. If she looks young, she's old. If she looks back, follow her. A woman is old as she looks, and a man is as old as when he doesn't look. A man is as old as he feels, as long as he don't feel anything too young. And remember, you can't feel funny without feeling fanny, and you can't feel fanny without feeling funny. The reason I mention these things, because people always say, what is sex? What does it boil down to? Folks, well, I'm not an authority on it. I can only tell you what I told a reporter once. He said, do you really think that there is as much sex now as when you were younger? I said, well, hell yes, only there's a new group doing it. And show business, whether it's a new group or an old group or whether it's a friendly group like this, there's always 3 things you learn. You stand up to be seen, you speak loud to be heard, and when you have an audience as nice as this, you sit down to be appreciated. Thank you.
I was born in this town, in the tenement section. I guess every comedian in America was born in the tenement section. That's why it was so crowded down there. All comedians. I lived so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me. I worked hard, I got lucky. I started to make some money. I moved uptown. I thought I had arrived. I thought I was happy. But you see, I was married. I married a girl who came from the very same neighborhood that I came from. You couldn't believe it today. You look at her and you'd never dream that she came from such humble beginnings. Unless you talk to her. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. Which is one of the reasons she's not too happy with me. I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. When I married my wife, my family had more money than her family. And we were on relief. So you can imagine what a thrilling group she belonged to. All of a sudden, the city wasn't good enough anymore. Even uptown. Everybody's moving out to the suburbs. I want a house in the country. I wanted a center to the country. A foreign country. How about a small house in Albania, dear? She said, Alan, it isn't for us. It's for the children. Everything is for the children. Let the kids buy a house in the suburbs. I'm staying here. But Alan, everybody's doing it. That made it right immediately. Everybody's doing it. If you remember, everybody moved from the city to the suburbs at the same time. It was sort of another exodus. Someone fired a pistol, they cut a ribbon, and the land grants were on. Onward to the suburbs, they shouted, these gallant pioneers with their covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. What do I need a house for? What are we living in, a tent? Who needs it? Well, I guess you all know how it ended. We went looking for a house. I don't know how many of you have ever tried to buy a house, but let me explain. There are different styles. There are colonial styles. There are Tudor styles. There are ranch houses. And the new type of house, which has become very popular. It was invented by my friend's wife.
Tonight's show will be a round-robin affair. I'll come around to each of your tables and entertain you individually. We'll just start in the middle and kind of move out. Start with you? No, everyone starts with you. Well, we have a good group here tonight. I don't know, people just seem to like a crowd. Have you noticed that? The bigger the crowd, the more people show up for it. You have a small crowd, nobody shows up. You probably don't know this, I'm an astrologer. If you'll call out your astrological sign, I'll tell you a little bit about yourself one at a time, please.
Pisces.
Pisces, sign to the big mouth, first to call out in any group. Okay, everybody makes mistakes. Even our maker makes mistakes. Look around the room. I like to make jokes about ugly people. I figure who's gonna come up after the show and complain, you know? Hey man, I resemble that remark. I like to see two ugly people holding hands in love. You know, I figure it gets them both out of circulation. I don't know if it's a good idea to have them together, though. They might be home now, frumping up a whole new generation of little bitty ugly people. People sit around and contemplate their navel these days. I contemplate my nose and note its imperfections. Do you think it's a good idea to put a wet, drainy thing like that upside down over your mouth? It's unsafe, it's unsanitary. If the health department saw it, you'd have 10 days to fix it or move out. But where else could you put your nose? Like every place out of the way's got kind of a stink touch. Couldn't put it around there and there. Couldn't put it back there. You could switch it with your belly button. That way your face would look like a bowling ball. But then every time you sneezed, your zipper would whistle. Or your dress would fly up, go choo. Eskimos would have to drop their pants to kiss. That'd be worse. be neat if the parts of your body really were parts and you could mix and match and move stuff around, wear something out to get some new, you know, send stuff out to get it chromed. Say you're laying in bed on a Saturday morning, your woman says, get your ass out of bed. You go, here, take it, leave me alone. You could ask her for a piece, you might just get it. I was thinking the other day, if your knees bent the other way, what would a chair look like? You people ain't thinking about this stuff. Well, you ain't smoking what I'm smoking. Now, I'm not advocating use of any illegal smoking materials by members of our society that do not wish to do so. Although I think it's a good idea for old people, it makes the time go slow. Could add years to retirement, get your grandma a lid of Columbia and a ton of yarn, and get back in Afghan to cover the garage. This has been more than a thrill for me. This has been an inconvenience. See you later. Good night.
That's the voice of Gallagher. Shame of the 80s, Gallagher. Appearing on vinyl, most know him as a visual comic, but he put out this record on United Artists in 1980, simply titled Gallagher. Before him, it was Alan King telling rather minor jokes to the sound of a piano on his very first comedy record, The Best of Alan King, on the small-time label Seco Records from New York, 1956, this album. Clean-shaven, he appears on the cover before he grew his trademark beard. Prior to that, we heard the nasally voice of Bert Henry on the adults-only comedy label Vax Records. Bert Henry at the Hungry Thigh is the name of the record, telling sex jokes in 1960. Bert Henry. Before that, Herbert Heisel, a comedy record in German. Don't know what he was saying, but the crowd was laughing. And we listened to a clip called Der Kampler. And we started with Wes Harrison seemingly encouraging the nuclear annihilation of Cuba. His LP on the Philips record label, You Won't Believe Your Ears, from 1963. And that does it just about for this edition of Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy and the Generation Exploitation podcast on the internet and on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. I'm going to leave you with a record I've played parts of before from 1972 called Canadian Top 40, a schmaltzy one-sided LP that would have been distributed to radio stations across the country back in the early 70s as a bit of a sampler, and then radio stations could subscribe to this syndicated program if they wished. So this is the sampler, Canadian Top 40. Talk to you soon.
This is Michael Morgan, and we're moving into the top three next.
Clairol has created the most beautiful shampoo experience on earth. Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo with
protein. Long and silky. Get the feeling.
The highest Canadian record on the Canadian Top 40 this week comes from two guys from London, Ontario. Here's Gary and Dave.
Feeling small makes me want to tell you all about. If I let you down, girl, could you ever love me again?
Gary Weeks and Dave Beckett, recently psychology graduates at Western University, and their second record, Could You Ever Love Me Again? They started together in 66, and through 7 years of trying to make it, they own the number three position with this simple philosophy. We're friends first and business associates second. We've reached the point where you can win a superb stereo system and a complete library of Lighthouse records. We want your predictions on the chart position of Lighthouse's Pretty Lady on the RPM Top 40 next week. Remember, it's number 10 this week. It was number 21 last week, 34 the week before. Where will it be on our countdown next week? Write your answers on a postcard and send it to Canadian Top 40, Box 40, Vancouver, BC. Don't forget, include your name, address, and the name of the radio station on which you heard Canadian Top 40. The first correct answer to be drawn from our mail will win the stereo system and Lighthouse Library. So good luck. We'll be announcing the winner 2 weeks from now.
Canadian Top 40.
record that everyone in our country is buying right now, the nation's number one favorite, Angie, from the Rolling Stones. Second week at number one, and we could be in for some surprises at number one next week, so be with us. We've counted our way through the most important songs in Canada today, and we'll be back to do it all over again at this time next week. The Canadian Top 40 chart is based upon the RPM 100 singles chart, the most reliable survey of record sales and airplay in Canada. For the latest information and feature profiles on Canadian music, remember to join us here next week. This is Michael Morgan for Canadian Top 40, a division of Kaleidosound Productions Limited.
This thing fixed while I'm still young?
Just one little second, Fred, then I'll have it.
There. Okay, let's spin a disc.
They're playing our song, Fred.
Yeah, pal, and you've earned yourself a Winston.
Yeah, Winston. That's the one with filter blend up front.
Sure, that's the big difference, Barney. Winston picks out special tobaccos,
then treats them their own special way.
If you're looking for a filter cigarette that really delivers taste,
you ought to smoke Winston.
You ought to smoke Winston.
That's what he said.
And as I was saying, Winston tastes good.
Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should.
And this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him, Reba, Dave, and Sally, you cocksuckers.